Here is a poem which will be part of a sequence I'm working on called Parable and Paradox, reflecting on the sayings of Jesus. This time I'm reflecting on that central and challenging saying, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain, but if it dies, it bears much fruit. I think this refers not only to Jesus' own death and resurrection, its primary meaning perhaps, but as Jesus himself goes on to say, it's a whole principle, he says, wherever you try to gain your life, you lose it, but if you let it go for him, you gain it eternally. And we all know how clinging and grabbing and dominating often destroy the very things we seek to preserve, whether it's a relationship or any other treasure. And on the other hand, how letting go sometimes utterly renews and brings fruit. The poet William Blake already expressed that when he said, he who binds to himself a joy doth its winged life destroy, but he who kisses the joy as it flies lives in eternity's sunrise. I also thought in this poem about the whole idea of being let go, of the falling, of the darkness of the earth, of the company of the other seeds, of the need to find growth and bear fruit together. And I borrowed an image of the flail coming and the husk, the outer husk of who we've been being pulled away so that the grain can lie sheer and clear. I took that image from Jared Manley Hopkins, whom I acknowledge in this poem. So, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies. Oh, let me fall as grain to the good earth and die away from all dry separation. Die to my soul self and find new birth within that very death, a dark fruition deep in this crowded underground, to learn the earthy otherness of every other, to know that nothing is achieved alone, but only where these other fallen gather. If I bear fruit and break through to bright air, then fall upon me with your freeing flail to shuck this husk and leave me sheer and clear as heaven-handled Hopkins, that my fall may be more fruitful and my autumn still a golden evening where your barns are full.